Good morning, I'm Katie Buescher.
And I'm Emily Funk.
And I'm Candace Schultz. Welcome to the Bear Facts. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
We finished up our annual magazine drive last week, and it was another successful fundraiser. We ended up selling over $12,200 in subscriptions, which is slightly more than last year's totals. Almost $5,000 of that amount stays right here at Garrigan. Some is paid out as prizes, but most of the budget goes to BGHS Student Council. They, in turn, pass out most of the money to the different school groups which need help in funding their activities.
The sophomore class was top in sales this year. For their efforts, they will be treated to a pizza buffet during the semester test week in January. The seniors were close behind, and their reward will be a Subway party subs. The junior class will enjoy a Sunday bar for finishing third among the four classes. The number one seller overall was Beth Kolash, who racked up $515 in sales. Bridget Murphy was second with $453 in sales, and Jesse Rosemeyer finished third place with $437 in sales. There was also a prize for 13th place, which went to Corinne Taphorn, who sold $224 during the drive.
There are small prizes given out to the top sellers each day in the magazine drive. This year, those people were Ben Hellman, Abby Bradley, Brandy Raffler, Dylan Kolash, Jesse Rosemeyer, Macy Fickbaum, and Alex Bradley. In addition, 35 people got to spin the lucky wheel to win cash prizes. The big winners were Tony Rouse, Rebecca Erdman, and Chris Slobach, who won $50, $25, and $20 from spinning the wheel.
Last Sunday, the Golden Bear Cross Country team held their annual awards potluck. This year's most valuable runners were Chris Scova and Tammy Lawler, each of whom won 9 medals this season. They joined Kelly Black and Maria Kohlhaus in receiving the Adam Sundahl Cross Country Award. Maria earned academic All-State recognition, while Chris and Tammy received both All-CYO and All-Conference honors. In addition to those seniors, junior Carrie Courtney was named an honorary team captain.
One advantage Garrigan students have over people from other schools is the ability to earn college credit right at the school while they're still in high school. This is a thanks to agreements with Iowa Lakes Community College. We've offered college credit health occupation courses for over 20 years, and in recent years, the offerings have expanded into math and social studies. Many juniors and seniors are taking psychology, statistics, and math for liberal arts. They can take all these courses without even leaving school grounds and fulfill some of their college and general education requirements before they've even graduated high school.
Last Tuesday, 14 new members were inducted into the BGHS chapter of the National Honor Society. NHS recognizes students who excel in scholarship, leadership, service, and character. Seniors Andrea Richter and Tony Rouse were inducted this year. Joining them were juniors Gina Rasmussen, Casey Arndorfer, Amber Brewster, Melanie Myers, Allison Missel, and Carrie Courtney, as well as Macy Fickbaum, Dylan Frecking, Jacob Lane, Colby Creeps, Sherry Kenyon, and Chrissy Kohlhaus. Congratulations to all our National Honor Society inductees.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on one of those new NHS members, Tony Rouse. Here to tell you about him is Christopher Kassman.
Tony Rouse is an Algona native who was one of the senior veterans on the Golden Bear football team. Over the years, he's also been active in basketball, baseball, and track. Outside of sports, Tony's biggest accomplishments are in math team. He's been one of the top math competitors all through high school and competed in the Midwest Regional Tournament last year. Tony will be off to college next year, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thank you, Chris. We'll be off next week for the Thanksgiving holiday. So we've got 2 weeks of events on our Golden Bear calendar. Today, the Quiz Bowl team is competing in Orange City, and several members of the cross-country team are running at Living History Farms. Monday, the girls' basketball team plays at Central.
Tuesday is Presentation Day, when we honor the sisters who have served the Algona area for over a century. Also that day, several speech students will be traveling to St. Paul to see a presentation of A Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Wednesday, we will have our Thanksgiving liturgy. A tradition at this Mass is to invite back the family of deceased alumni of the school. The special presentation that honors them is available as a multimedia feature of the Garrigan website.
We'll dismiss early Wednesday for the holiday break, and there's no school next Thursday or Friday. Friday afternoon, the boys' basketball team plays in a jamboree at Grettinger.
There's nurses' aid clinicals next Friday and Saturday. Monday the 27th, the boys' basketball team hosts Central. Then Tuesday the 28th, the girls' team travels to Clary and Goldfield.
Wednesday the 29th, we will have a motivational speaker in the morning and a reconciliation service in the afternoon. Then on Thursday the 30th, the sophomores, juniors, and seniors will have a jeans day as a reward for meeting their goals in the magazine drive.
Friday, December 1st, the dance squad will travel to Des Moines for the state drill team championships. The night, the basketball teams play at Hampton Dumont. Finally, on Saturday the 2nd, there's quiz ball at Spirit Lake.
That's the Bear Facts for November. We'll be off next week to celebrate Thanksgiving with our families, but be sure to catch us again in 2 weeks for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.